This episode is brought to you in partnership with Chew Chicago. Chicago and no.
Hey.
What's up, everybody? How you doing?
That's me. I'm everybody. Just me today.
Just you.
Just me.
We are here on location.
Oh, my God.
You like when I say that.
That's my origin story.
Yeah, it is. This is going to be how you become an anti-hero.
No, just straight up villain.
Just a straight up villain. No, we don't want that.
No, I want that.
We hope y'all doing good.
No, I don't. I'm straight.
We hope y'all doing good. Are you ready for some trivia?
Yes, I am.
All right. I got a good one.
I'm ready to flex my deductive reasoning.
Yeah, I like that. Hey,
muscle.
What famous? I don't know if it's famous, but like what very important... company got its start here in Chicago. Multiple choice again. A, Rand McNally, the map maker. Map.
Oh.
Damn.
Like, what kind of map?
B, AOL, America Online, or C, Circuit City.
I think I know the answer.
Do you know the answer?
Just by the inflection in your voice.
Okay. All right. Dang. I got a tail?
You got a tail.
No, I ain't got no tail. Stop it. Y'all got it? What y'all do deductive reasons? I guess we'll figure that out when we come back.
Also, but they're not here, so we don't know.
I'm talking to them anyway.
Okay.
77 Flavors of Chicago starting right now.
This is the podcast where we visit all 77 of Chicago's historic neighborhoods and discuss their heritage and taste the amazing food.
And if you know anything about us, we love two things, food and Chicago, so I can't wait to burn this gas money.
You ready?
Let's get it.
This is the 77 Flavors of Chicago, the podcast.
Hey!
I'm going to say Circuit City.
Circuit? Did you come right out of the gate on them, huh? Circuit City?
I think so.
Okay, all right.
Is that correct?
I don't know. We're going to find out. People, what y'all think? What are y'all guesses? You should have had some time, y'all. I gave y'all some time.
That was like 10 seconds.
If you skipped the 15 seconds, let me repeat the question. What famous company got its start here in Chicago? A, Rand McNally, the map maker.
Wow. All right,
B,
relax.
AOL, America Online, or C, Circuit City. Which one do you think
C,
it is?
C, Circuit City, Jeff.
C, Circuit City, final answer.
Final answer.
Let me do this. I'm going to do this one.
Damn.
Y'all, it is not.
Is it AOL?
No.
It is the mat company. They make floor mats.
Y'all, it is a Rand.
They make table mats.
No, it's
for
Rand
you and
McNally.
Your family.
Rand McNally, the map maker. They started here in Chicago, 1856, by William H. Rand and Andrew McNally were immigrants here to Chicago. They started a map making. They actually were run by. They ran. They were by the.
What?
Your boy was struggling. they ran the Chicago Tribune's printing operations in 1859.
Nice.
Yeah, they were in it in 1859.
Was it their fault that most maps are Eurocentric?
No, maybe. But at this point they ran the printing. 1872, the first Rand McNally map appeared in the edition of Railroad Guy. 1873, they were incorporated as a business. 1904, their first road map was started.
What you used to print off of MapQuest before we had GPS.
Right. They were also the first major map publisher to embrace the numbered highway system also.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty cool. And so they were headquartered here in Chicago. They later moved to Skokie. And if anybody, you know, Rand McNally makes any sense to you all, you want to get a better idea like who they were. If you look in any textbooks and school books and big maps and things like that, they are the ones that really started it. Now, of course, there's many other cartographers out there, but
that's a 10 point word. Give yourself a coin.
You know what?
As you should.
Yeah.
There you go.
You
love a self-hyping king.
You know, like I had to recover. Your boy was babbling over here.
It's a rough one.
Anyway, I hope y'all got that right. Tell some people at work what you just learned from 77 Flavors of Chicago.
If you have a map hanging up in your office, because most
check
offices
it out.
Do.
They do.
What if it is?
Rand McNally.
Rand.
Now you can. Now
Rand,
that's
R A N.
Yeah, R A N D.
Rand.
Yep, like Randy without the Y.
Oh, that's
Rand.
Stupid.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah,
if your name is Rand, your name is stupid.
Stop, damn.
I just want you to know that.
His ancestors, his family line, like, yo,
that's
what's
your
going
grandfather's
on
name. He was also stupid.
Damn, wow. What's going on?
What do you mean? It's the same energy as always. There's literally nothing different.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Dario.
Sarah. The audacity to introduce ourselves after all
after
that.
After all that
bleep. If this is your first episode, welcome.
Yeah, if this is your first one,
this is
we welcome and sorry at the same time.
No, not sorry.
You're
the nice one.
I'll be nice cop. I'll be nice. If you get me on my bad side, then it's a problem. My bad side is south side.
I've almost never seen you.
No,
because
I don't get there.
You're a very calm person.
Yeah, I'm calm. Life
very
is too short.
Chill
life too short.
Yeah.
Just don't try me. Just don't do me.
Because the cancer will come out.
Stop it. Y'all, it's been a week since we've been back from Colorado, and we still ain't recovered.
Emotionally.
We still have not
mentally,
recovered.
Mentally, breathability.
Y'all, right. Well, no, breathability, we good. I'm good.
That's true.
I'm good. But, like, we didn't get in until 3:30 last Sunday. We time-stamping the podcast. Yeah, we didn't get home yet until, like, it was
5
like
in four. The morning.
Yeah. But the plane didn't land till 3:30.
Yeah, it was
come
insane.
On. And we had stuff to do that day. Anyway.
It was trash.
So update on our life. That's it. We've been busy doing things. But that's it's all love because we have to be busy. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
We have to be busy.
I'd rather be busy. It's because it doesn't feel bad because it's like something we enjoy doing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very true. Yeah. If we didn't like this, if we were like had to go, do something for somebody else, then we would be like, man, this is trash.
That's why I like the more and more we do this and we do fun things for this, the more I don't enjoy
your real job.
My real life job.
Your real job.
It's really nothing against the job itself. It's just like in comparison.
Well, I had hate towards that job. Let me tell you.
I know you did. Well, no, I can't say that just yet because I'm still employed by them.
Right.
And just in case John is listening. All right. I can't be like, oh, fuck this job.
Yeah.
But truly, fuck this job. No. Just kidding. I love logistics.
Yeah.
I love moving freight.
Yeah, me too.
It's my passion.
Yeah. It's not me. But anyway, that's enough recap on us,
Paul.
Man. Yeah. that's enough recap. Do you want to tell the people? Let's get started. What's wrong with me today?
Doing?
I don't know what's wrong with me today.
Are you okay?
You know what it is? The board is on my left side. It's normally on my right side. No. We're good. We're good. I can make do. I can adjust. I can pivot.
Yeah.
That's
can't
corporate.
You?
I can pivot. Yeah, I can pivot.
I feel like, all right. It's a minor.
That's a pivot. That's. Oh,
wow.
Man.
Wow.
Anyway, y'all ready?
That little girl looked at you like, the fuck is he doing?
I'm entertaining. That's why. I'm entertaining. Mm. Let's get tuned, y'all.
Let's.
That baby started crying soon as we did that.
Like, this shit trash.
This is whack. No, hey. Y'all, we are in Kenwood Community Area, number 39.
Yeah.
Here are the boundaries. To the north, 43rd Street. To the south, Hyde Park Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
To the east, Lake Michigan. And to the west, Cottage Grove Avenue. Now, we hinted at this last episode, a couple episodes ago, when we did the Hyde Park.
So maybe 7 episodes ago.
Who even knows at this point? But we hinted at it because we were talking about the Honorable Elijah Muhammad House, which is in Kenwood.
Right.
And Hyde Park and Kenwood have a very close connection, right? They have a very close connection to each other, almost blurred between the lines. So, but here's some history about how they got his name.
Okay.
Pretty cool. Got his name from the first resident here, Jonathan Asa Kennicott, in 1836, which, fun fact, that was the year before Chicago was incorporated into a city. It was a village before then, a town. Yeah, a town of. So remember, we talked about. Fun fact about him: Jonathan got a degree at Rush Medical College in 1843. He built a home on 43rd Street, which is the northern boundary, in 1856, and he named the home to honor his mom's birthplace in Scotland. And Kenwood stuck. Kenwood stuck there.
Oh, that was the name?
That was the name. Yeah, that was the name. And Kenwood stuck with it. Some history about it. So this was a widely popular area. So we're just north of Hyde Park.
Right.
Yeah, we're just north of Hyde Park. Mm-hmm. And Hyde Park was the place to be, right?
Right.
A resort town. And that's kind of what this was, because you had to pass through this. This was also part of the Hyde Park Township, obviously.
Yeah.
But yeah, so this was a big popular destination for people, particularly after the Chicago Fire. So 1871, Chicago Fire, this had a lot of prominent residents in it. And over the decades and years, century more, it did. I will get to that at the very end. I'll talk about it. So people, long story short, people want to come here, right? They want to flock to it. From 1880 to the 1890s, the big story was it had a lot of apartments. And if you look outside, we are literally surrounded by apartments here.
We really are.
Yeah. So this is next door to an apartment. Right across the street are apartments. And they're all nice apartments. You know what I mean? Like, that was the big thing. So back in those times, big luxury apartments just start popping up because, you know.
Not skyscrapers.
But nice
three
apartments.
Two floor.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice apartments start popping up. Yeah. And it was to accommodate the people that were here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you had a lot of high profiles that were here.
Right.
Also, the L came. So the L came in 1907. And like everything, you know, whenever you have transportation, especially after, you know, Chicago
what
Fire.
Was that?
Transportation.
After that.
Well, I said, especially.
Oh.
I said
expansionally.
No. Exponentially.
Okay. All right. Go back when you're editing and listen to that.
Okay.
Specific word.
Okay. Try to do me.
What's
crazy is that you be right. Like, I don't even be hearing what I be saying.
That's because I pay attention. You think I'm not paying attention.
No.
But it's because I want to, like,
look
straight.
No, it's the listeners that be thinking you ain't paying attention.
Well, first of all, fuck them. Okay. I'm just kidding. It's because I want to look at you while you're talking, but I also don't want to, like, break the fourth wall.
Yeah. You don't want to be away
from the fourth wall, but fourth wall.
I think you broke the fourth wall in this podcast before I did, which is cool.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. That's what I'm saying.
We're
I like
not
it.
Characters.
Dang, I don't want no smoke.
Bruh.
We're real people.
Okay. Anyway, so that the L and all transportation helped bring the population, keep increasing the population out here. So now you have more affluent people, you got more high profile residents that's like, all right, we'll move out here because
do you have a list of people that live
I do,
there?
Yeah, I do. We'll talk about it.
Can we talk about it now?
Nope. Fun
you
fact.
Keep saying affluent people. I wanna know who these people are.
Let me do what I do. You know, baby. What I do.
But if you were a teacher and someone asked you a question,
well, that's why I'm not a teacher.
Answer.
That's why I'm not a teacher.
I mean, you
wanna... Michael Jordan didn't want to be a coach because he knows he ain't got the patience for it.
Wow.
Anyway,
these Michael Jordan references.
Y'all, your boy, I'm up there. I'm up there.
My life.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, is Obama Jordan? I mean, after that, it get a little muddy. I'm just playing. My ego is not like that, y'all. Just to let y'all know. Anyway, fun fact. The Chicago Beach Hotel was built in 1890.
That's the one that's like almost right on Lakeshore?
Yes, but no. Like that's okay. Not the same one.
Right.
But it's the same concept. So it was a famous resort, right? Mm. It was a famous resort and it had its own private beach, which we know that's just Lakeshore, the Lake Michigan. You know, like the beach out here.
Yeah.
Oakwood is right here, so
don't try
to do us.
But it was like the water was further in, right?
Water was further in, so
you
like
could
that
technically,
beach. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you would
because there's like no builds on the beach now.
Right.
At this point, it's
right.
Just Lakeshore Drive is
separated. And Lakeshore Drive used to be the beach.
Yeah, that
was like the divider, right?
That's why you could have a place right on. Go to Evanston if you want a place on the beach.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, you know, it'd be interesting to see if they landfill that shoreline.
No, Evanston, you can have a place on the
beach. Yeah, I'm just saying, is that man-made, though? You know what I mean? Like, because what we are, we're on man-made land right now. Not right now, but like, you know what I mean? Like, this edge is... Yeah, so that's interesting. I wanted to know. One more thing about that. The Chicago Beach Hotel actually served as a hospital during World War II, and after that, it was torn down and demolished. So, fun fact.
That's like the house in Downton Abbey. Aww.
Yeah, you know, that's sad. I've never seen it, but that's crazy. 1930s, the population continued to grow, and with that, you know, like, now it's almost overpopulated. So what they start doing...
Now?
No.
Back, oh, by then.
1930.
Yeah.
The population, so you remember we talked about how like a lot of houses, people, they would take one apartment and like subdivide that into like five different rooms,
right.
Like apartments, right? And people just live there.
Yeah.
That's what started happening. So, you know, as popular as this place was, it started deteriorating. Also.
So like a three bedroom apartment became three 1-bedroom apartments.
Pretty much. Yeah. So.
Or three single room.
Yeah. So 1940s to the 50s, you know. Population started to increase even more. It went up 41%.
Damn.
And it's because you know, blacks started coming to the area. And, you know, really cool, you know, blacks coming there. But it's not cool because that's how the Chicago, part of the Black Belt,
yeah.
when they were forced to be out right. there, redlining.
Because they weren't allowed to be in other places. Right. So, of course, some areas were going to be overpopulated.
They just overpopulated and started pushing out. So, and that's how that story goes. To kind of go back a few decades here, 1893, we talked about this when we were in Chinatown, about how the Asians moved out further south and slightly west, but mainly south. They also moved to this area. Also, after the World's Fair, how they were treated unfairly, you know what I mean? So they moved out here to this area. And did you know that Chicago is home to is the eighth largest Asian community in the country?
I think we talked about this, yeah.
Did we? Yeah, we probably did.
I'm pretty sure we did.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Because then I said New York has the largest amount of Chinese people outside of China in the Chinatown in New York.
Right.
At least as of, like, I don't know, 10 years ago.
Right. Yeah. So we did talk about that, but it's pretty cool. Pretty cool that they're, like, a lot are here also, too.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Because you'd think they would be, like, on the West Coast.
Yeah, you would think.
Because I remember, like,
well, they came from the West Coast, remember, right. because they worked on the railroads, and then they were just highly discriminated on there. They came here to Chicago. We gave them roses, and then we took the roses back. We never watered them.
Oops.
Go back and listen to the episode.
Yeah. that was a cool episode.
That was
Steve Delinsky on that.
That started season two. Yeah. that was the start
what
of
season are we on now?
Three. I be honest with you.
This is episode 99 of season three.
Here's what we're going to do. Every quarter is going to be a new season. That's
September,
fair.
Like now.
Yeah, right. Well, right. September, but like in October.
Oh, October
will be
December.
Start of season four. Y'all, we talk logistics on the
literally,
podcast,
who cares?
Whatever. Yeah, who cares? Anyway, 1940s, Hyde Park Kenwood Community Conference formed, and to help Kenwood with
take
issues.
A shot.
Yeah, take a shot, Joe. Yeah, that's on me. That's on me.
And if you're new, anytime Dario burps on the podcast, you get to take a shot.
I'll be doing like a slight hiccup. That's
you
the thing.
You could also take it later.
you get
if it's like the middle of the day and
if,
you're at
if
work.
You're at work, yeah. I mean,
also, if you don't drink, take a shot of whatever
water.
You're.
Raise your right fist. Anytime. Anyway, 1940s, they started the Hyde Park Kenwood Community Conference form. It's kind of like all the other community kind of groups, but. Not quite a building, but like the other community groups that started to kind of help the people in the area and really help Kenwood with its integration. It's really what it was formed and to kind of keep, you know, certain issues at bay. That's what that was started for.
Right.
Now, you want to know the notable people here, right?
Yes.
All right. Let's go through
through the list.
Let's go with the list here. Louis Sullivan, Muhammad Ali, Bill Veeck for you White Sox fans.
Who was that?
He was a player. He was traded to he played on a couple of different teams, but he was big here. Here on the South Side. No, I haven't done that in a long time. That's for you OGs out there. The Obamas, and if you don't know who they are, that's weird. But
it's weird.
Yeah,
maybe
it is.
You're 10?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Right. Julius Rosenwald. Now, here's the thing about Julius Rosenwald. He was the president of Sears and Roebuck. Also, I did a little bit of research about him. I did not know this, but he actually was a huge philanthropist. He started over 5,000 schools for blacks.
Wow.
Yes, across America. And he started some here, of course, but 5,000 schools for African-American kids he started. So another reason why Sears Tower's name should have never changed, although that wasn't Sears. That was the president. Change it to his name. I think we can Rosenwald. Change it to Rosenwald.
Yeah.
That sounds like some New York shit. So don't change it. Like, now we're back to square one. Keep it at Sears. Muddy Waters and Louis Farrakhan. And we told you Elijah Muhammad. Go back a couple episodes to the Hyde Park episode. We had Wendy Muhammad on here. She was talking about it. So,
yeah,
pretty cool. How about those facts? That's the news. I left the door.
How about airplane food?
I left the door wide open.
That's what she said.
That's what she said.
You know, she can do whatever she wants.
She can. You know what I mean? Them late night snacks got to come through, you know? got the munchies.
Yeah.
Hey, all right. enough. There's a family establishment, and we're acting wild.
There are a lot of families.
Yeah, there's two to be exact. That's a lot.
Four children.
We are going to take a quick break like we always do. There's nothing new, except for if you're a new listener. Why do we keep saying that this episode?
Maybe we're manifesting an influx right. of new listeners.
Hey, share it. Go ahead and share it. Going to take a break. We got a bonus Choose Chicago restaurant that we're going to talk about. It's a pretty fun one. And then we're going to come back and talk about the food here at Gori that we ate today. So with that, y'all, stay tuned. We'll be right back, y'all.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This portion of the episode is brought to you in collaboration with Choose Chicago.
Chicago and no.
Hey. Where did we go today?
We went to Lem's in Chatham over there on the south side.
Lem's Barbecue.
Yeah.
Turn that music down just a tad for me. Just a smidge so I can hear myself better.
Okay.
And we've been to Lem's multiple times.
Yep.
We love Lem's. We only know one person that does not like Lem's.
D.I. How you don't like Lem's, D.I.?
You know?
Anyway. Some brief history on Lem's. They are like the grandfathers of rib tips here in Chicago.
Really?
The family's recipe came from the owner, Lem. And fun fact about that, his last name was Lemon. And
his name is Lem Lemon.
Yeah, no, it's I forgot the first name, but Lemon is the Lemon is the last name, and that derives from the slaves, what they did, their job in general. So his job was to pick lemons, so his last name was Lemon, and that's how Lem's came about.
That is very
interesting. And they are pretty much
staple.
Yeah, they staple. They started rib tips here in Chicago.
Yeah, and it's basically like a shack. Like you stand in line outside, and then three people are allowed inside, and the entire establishment is just the barbecue.
That's all it is.
There's no room for people to sit down.
Barbecue.
It's taken over by the barbecue. We ordered two of their main items.
Yep.
We got the hot links, which comes with three hot links and fries, drenched as they should be in mild sauce.
Y'all. To die for.
I personally love them, and they come with that piece of bread that's just soaks up all the juice.
Yeah. And it ain't official if it don't have the bread, you know?
I agree.
It really ain't official if it don't have the bread.
Yeah.
So
for sure. And then we ordered the small rib tips.
Yes. Which a small is a large.
Large.
Is a large.
You don't need a large.
Yeah. And it comes with an extra hot link.
Hey.
and that's my favorite thing. What'd you think about it?
I think it's great. I'm not a big meat eater, but I'm not. I try to limit my red meat consumption, but for Lem's, always make an exception.
Yeah, you got to make an exception, y'all. It's over there on 75th, over in Chatham.
Yep.
Make sure
historic street.
Historic is really, honestly, one of the best food strips in Chicago, if not the best. You can get pretty much anything down there.
You said it.
I said it's on the internet now.
It's real.
Hey, they should stop down there. Go check it out.
Check it out.
And tell us what y'all think.
Or don't.
Back to the show.
Back to you, Bob. Welcome back to the food part.
Yeah, it's like you're confused, ain't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get
this. I am.
The editing.
Yeah.
We got it in post.
Yeah,
don't worry.
You got it.
We eat food.
Yeah. Which one?
Gori. We're Gori.
We are at... Okay, so we did do a West African restaurant before when we did Bronzeville the first time with Shy Food Local, which was like one of our first episodes.
Mm-hmm.
We were like, a month and a half in?
Yep.
So that's... basically similar to what we're doing today. And it's interesting because we're like right by.
Yeah.
I feel like we're pretty close.
No.
We're pretty close.
Ish.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think we are. Okay. Who cares? Who cares?
Literally, who cares? Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, today we are at Gori, which is a West African restaurant here in Kenwood.
Wood.
I want to keep saying Kenmore.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Because I'm thinking Sears Kenmore.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, look at you. That's you a know? Good time. Let me give you a point for that.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I give you that one.
I think that's not coin worthy, yeah, but I'll
take it. It's definitely not. But you wow. covered up.
You, right. covered, you know? Okay.
Because I'm a ride or die. I'm a ride or die. I got you.
Thank you. But you also threw me under the bus immediately after. So you're more die than ride or die.
I got to keep you humble. Keep you honest.
I mean,
anyway.
First of all.
Here's the thing.
How dare you?
Here's the thing. Here at Gori, it is, the vibe is pretty dope. It's very yes, chill because.
Very chill. They reference themselves as a cafe.
I can feel that. I can feel that.
And it's, I mean, it's a sit-down restaurant. You yeah. know what I mean? But it's like very, it's owned by a family. So it's a mm-hmm. very like family vibe.
Yeah. And the mm-hmm. family, the other part of the family runs the shop.
The store.
Right next door.
Yeah, which is a clothing store. And I think they do custom clothing too. So yes. they can fit you in. And I'm pretty sure they sell fabric and then custom clothing.
Yeah.
And yeah, so clearly the family runs this place. Their teenage son is
he definitely
and the mom is in the back
doing double duty.
The food.
Yeah, yeah, he's sure. doing double duty.
But yeah, I mean, we discovered that we love Senegalese food
yes.
early on mm-hmm. when we started doing the podcast. So we were very excited to come back and try a different place.
Run it back.
And this place has amazing reviews. It has like, again, this is not like a hole in the wall. It's they have like 4.8. Over 600 reviews.
Oh yeah. So I mean, you could definitely tell. Well, here's the thing. We like we said, we are in the middle of community, right?
Right.
Right. There's apartments on every side of us,
yeah.
and people are just walking in. You
right.
know.
Right. And if you are unfamiliar, a lot of West Africa is Muslim,
mm-hmm.
and there's like a mosque right down the street.
Yeah.
And so if you ever come to a place like this, you won't find pork because
yeah.
they don't eat pork.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll find a lot of lamb, chicken, and especially fish because they're on the coast.
Yeah.
So their food is fish heavy, and so you get like really well done fish.
Yeah, and the fish is good.
Yeah. And sorry, go ahead.
No. I was going to say everything. We'll get into the food.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get into.
But
the food.
I think also one other thing that I like is like everything you can order is comes in either chicken, fish, or lamb.
Yeah. Super easy for you to
so
understand.
Like it's the same thing, but in like the same set of seasonings and the same set of vegetables, yeah. but with chicken, fish, or lamb.
Just done a little
so,
differently.
Yeah. So that's why, you know, there's a lot of things on the menu, but it's also literally just not that many because
right.
it's the same.
Right. It's the same thing. Yeah. Same. Like, and it's organized too.
Yeah.
It's pretty organized.
It's really.
It's almost organized
really
by like
good.
The seasoning.
Yeah.
Which is really dope.
So, yeah. So it's like. Like you got the yassa fish.
Yeah, the yassa for tilapia because there's two type of fish.
Yeah,
so I got the yassa tilapia.
Because you can get the red snapper,
mm-hmm.
Or the tilapia,
and then
or the salmon.
Yes,
those
yes.
are the three fish options.
Yeah.
You can also get the yassa chicken and the lamb.
Yeah.
And so there you go. That's like six dishes.
Yeah.
But right they're there. Really all the same
yeah.
seasoning.
Yeah.
And basically what that is it's. It's marinated overnight in lemon
mm-hmm.
and chef's secret spices.
Yeah.
Cooked in an onion mustard sauce and served with rice.
Yeah.
And that's like for all of those.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
you got the tilapia.
And it's all good. I got the. So let's start at the
appetizers.
Appetizers, yeah.
So we got. There's two appetizers that we had last time that I had to specifically ask if they had them.
Yeah.
One of them is the. Nem, I think I'm pronouncing that
yeah.
maybe correctly. They're like an egg roll.
Yeah.
And this one is ground beef, chicken, shrimp, and vegetables
yep.
in an egg roll. Mm. And it comes with like a sweet and spicy dipping sauce.
Mm. Sweet and sour? Yeah, that was good. It's almost, they give you three of them.
I need like seven.
I was about to say, you can easily put at least 10 of those
yes.
back. Yeah, easily.
Yes, easily.
Five, you know, five each would be good.
Yeah.
That's enough right there.
Yeah, and they're not like too small, but they're like the perfect amount.
The fillet is filled.
Yes.
So they're, it's not like you bite and you don't get nothing.
Right.
Each bite has.
I just want more.
Yeah, you want more.
That's what she said.
Want more of the steak.
Yeah.
The
other one.
The other one is fataya. And that is a buttered salmon in kind of like if you've ever had like a sambusek or...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's...
So it's like almost like a phyllo dough. Mm-hmm. It's not a phyllo dough, but it's like a flaky dough. And I'm not sure what it is exactly, what kind of dough it is exactly, because I'm not a baker. But it reminds me a lot of like the sambusek that I make, which is like phyllo dough with like beef stuffed into it. Mm-hmm. But this is like salmon.
Yeah, and it's flavored.
Oh, my God, it's so good. And it's served with hot sauce.
Yeah, and it's like a special hot sauce.
Yeah.
And the pairing of those two.
It's like a garlicky hot sauce. It's really, really
Jordan
good.
Pippen. It's like Jordan Pippen going, you like know? Winning championships. Like, and that was the starter. That was the starter. Yeah. And then we got
we demolished that.
We demolished that.
Very quickly.
And that's when the Yasa tilapia fish. Came out. Yep. Yes. Mm-hmm. And let me tell y'all.
And again, that's a whole fish.
A whole fish. You see the picture. Okay. Stop playing. You see the picture.
And it's
eyeballs.
Thing. Yep.
Eyeballs looking at me. Little baby teeth.
Little
in there.
Baby teeth.
That wasn't no baby fish. That was a big ass tilapia.
That was a big ass tilapia.
But it, so let me tell you. So I'm going to disclaim here for a second. Because it comes with rice. The not perfectly sticky rice. Perfectly.
Yeah, it's like.
So disclaimer here, if you do not like bones, if you do not have the patience to dig bones out, this is not for you.
Right.
Okay.
The tilapia and the snapper are not for you because they are a whole fish.
Yeah. But
get the salmon.
Yeah. But if you can deal with going through, sifting through bones and taking your time, there's an art to it. You peel it up along the bone outfit. Mm-hmm. You, let me tell you, this is some of the best fish, the seasoning.
And you only ordered a tilapia. I think the snapper would have been better.
Maybe.
I prefer a snapper.
I don't know. I always like tilapia. I always like tilapia. Either way, it was.
I think tilapia is like the white Zinfandel of fish.
Pretty much, you know.
That's an elegant way of
calling me. Yeah, that's aggressive. That's an elegant way of calling me whack, you know, lame.
Oh, no, not lame.
You said, oh, no, not lame. No.
I also don't know shit about fish because I didn't eat fish until I was like in my 20s.
Yeah.
So,
but anyway, it was good.
Not a judge of fish.
It was very good, y'all. It was. I mean, you get the whole fish, so you get all of the meat in there. You just gotta sift through it. Tilapia, I did not know had that many bones.
Yeah.
God, dog. That was that thing had all kind of bones. But it was good once you peel it off. I mean, the skin was seasoned and
crispy,
flavored.
It was just so good.
So good.
And it's like there's like slits along the fish, so like the seasoning is soaked into the meat.
Yeah.
And it's not just on the skin.
Right. And what's cool about the slits also, it kind of helps you pick up, you know, the pieces and pull it along. So that's a good point to bring up. So if you are scared of doing it, you know, that's a easy point. What'd you have?
I had the mafe, which is, let me read you this description. It's cubes of lamb cooked in a creamy peanut butter and tomato sauce with potatoes, carrots, and
can't read that, huh?
It's blurry. Served over white rice.
Yeah, it is. Plain white rice.
I think it's
plain white rice.
Wow. It is plain white rice.
Yeah.
I think that word is yuca.
Okay. How did it taste?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. I really, I'm like a really, I'm a big fan of savory peanut butter sauces. Yeah. And if you know anything about Senegal, it's big on peanuts.
That's I had no clue.
Yeah, it's a main thing. So it makes sense that it's in like a lot of the dishes.
Okay.
And then but I've never had a peanut tomato. I've always had peanut.
That was
like,
peanut. That's different. It was good.
Right?
I mean, it was pasty, but it worked somehow.
It was amazing. It was really good. And the lamb was like cooked to literally like
Fall off the bone. Yeah. When I had a taste of yours, I literally like picked it off the bone. I mean, off the bowl, edge of the bowl with one fork, one hand. I didn't even use.
Yeah, and there's a lot of meat in the serving.
That's what she said.
Okay. I think that's fair. I did do that.
You said it up,
But yeah, there's a lot of like, and mind you, this dish was, let me tell you, it's $15.
Yeah.
And for the amount of lamb that you get, that should be at least like 25.
Right. You know, like, so it was 17 for the Yasa tilapia.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, you got a whole fish. Like that, like I don't think people are saying. And this sounds crazy, but like once you realize you could flip the fish over and eat more.
There's more.
You know what I'm saying? Like that. That's a lot.
And you got a big serving of rice.
Yeah, the rice. Honestly, I finished the fish, but like if I think if I had finished half the rice,
yeah.
I would have been too full.
Yeah.
I think I finished a quarter of the rice. Yeah.
And then we did get a side of plantains that you had one piece of, and I smacked the shit out of the rest of it. Listen, as soon as you lose, is what I'm saying.
That's a fact. That's on me. That's on me because like I did want them. You know what's so crazy? I was in the
they were so good.
By the time I had the plantain, I was so used to peeling the
fish. I went to peel the plantain.
What's crazy is that the plantain was perfect. And we've had a lot of plantain.
Yeah.
This was done perfect.
There's different kinds. We've had like the smashed ones.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, this one was fire. Mm-hmm. This plantain. This is the one. This is the gold standard of plantain for me, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
But who am I? I used to eat hamburgers only, according to you. According to me, according to documented facts. Everything that they know is of this podcast, is what you said.
It's documented because I said it on the podcast.
Okay. All right. I guess that's true. If it's on the internet, it's out there. It's real life.
The internet doesn't lie, so.
I will say this, y'all. For this to be, because we are close to Yasa. I don't know how close we are, but it's not far from us. This is good to have, for our second time, a different version of, we've had Italian several times. We have Mexican several times.
We're about 9 minutes away.
Yeah. Right. So that's not bad. And so to have this cross town, it's very good.
It's amazing.
Nice family, friendly atmosphere. Yeah. Just got a bunch of people.
If I ever go to a place and the people of that country are eating the food of that place,
then I know it's good. Yeah.
And the family that runs the store next door came in and had lunch here, which means if you don't eat the food at your own restaurant, that shit trash.
Right.
But if you're actively eating it,
right. You know what I mean?
Fire.
So it's got to be good.
It has to be fire.
I knew it was good when you had the kids running back and forth getting plates. Yeah. Then I went to the car to grab the equipment and they sitting outside eating. Which is also really dope.
I love that.
Yeah, to be outside on the block and just chilling, man. Honestly, this is the South Side that they don't tell you about, but we won't go into that. But it's a very dope vibe. I mean, you said earlier, you could tell people know about this place.
Yeah.
They know about it.
It's been here for 7 years.
7 years, yeah. Seven years and kind of had a reputation that it has. Because we don't know, but the doors, it's like a turnstile in here right now.
Right.
Everybody coming in, groups of people, two families.
People have
been
ordered
here
to go multiple times.
Multiple times. So, y'all, if you're ever out in, Kenwood, Hyde Park area, this is one,
yes.
I think 53rd Street.
I think it's worth the trip.
It definitely, because I was
about to say. For us, I feel like it was in traffic, it was a 30-minute drive.
If. You mean
And I feel like that's definitely worth it to try something new and something different.
Yeah.
And a restaurant that's doing it at the level that they're doing it here.
And it's easy to get fooled by always going to Hyde Park 53rd
right.
Street.
That's easy to get fooled. Yeah.
But if you stop just a few blocks before,
right.
It's I think we're the two exits over,
yep.
One exit away from if you all come in south on Lakeshore Drive. So make sure y'all stop out.
Yeah.
Make sure y'all stop out. And that's all.
Wow. You can't keep taking my thing. You can't keep taking my shtick.
All right.
Okay.
Well, now I'm not going to say it, but.
No, say it.
I ain't got nothing else to say. I'm good.
Wow. Okay. Well, you guys, if you enjoyed this episode, and I hope you did, send it to someone you like, especially considering that we put out 3 episodes last week.
Yeah, that was, y'all. Let me tell you.
Listen.
Ooh. Lord Jesus, help us. Help. Yeah,
for real.
Rain.
No, not rain. Not this shit again. If you did not like this episode,
that's too damn bad.
Right, we're tired.
Yeah, we
try
are.
Again. Try again next week. Next week.
Yeah.
Next week is.
No.
Try it.
Just try it.
Check it out.
Oh,
you're going to love it.
If you made it this far,
it's going to be special.
Yeah. You're going to like next week.
It might not be special.
It's going to be special.
Okay.
It's going to be special. They're going to like it. I think they're going to like it. Y'all, sorry for the glitches again. That's all I'm going to say. Sorry for the glitches.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
77 Flavors, Chicago, we out.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of 77 Flavors of Chicago. We look forward to having you again next Monday. So make sure you look out for us on any platform where you can listen to a podcast. Make sure you rate, subscribe, and do all the things. And we'll see you next Monday.